Hello and happy 2024. Before we start the episode, we just want to remind you guys to leave a rating and a review wherever you listen, especially if you've been a longtime listener. It really helps the show out and we really appreciate it. It's super simple. If you're not driving right now, go over to whatever app you're listening on, leave a rating and a review. On Spotify, it's just the 5-star rating system. And on Apple Podcasts, it is a star rating system as well as you can write a review. Both would mean so much to us. Thank you guys so much. We love you. Welcome to Real Talk About Feminism podcast. We are so excited to be back with you guys. First episode of 2024. If you guys are new here, I am Haley.
I'm Mackenzie. People say we sound the exact same, so I don't know if that did anything, but yeah. I swear half our comments are that we sound identical.
Yeah, so if you are on Spotify, then you can see the video, or you can go to YouTube and see the video, but we are your hosts, we are sisters, we're best friends, and we are so excited that you guys are here with us today for a new episode.
We took a long break. Yeah, like, we did. I think the last episode we released was mid-December.
Yeah.
But it was a much-needed break. We worked on some exciting things. One of those was book club. Yes. And if you haven't joined already, the link will be in the show notes. It's a very low-committal get-together. We have Zoom meetings once a month, and we read one book a quarter, and it's completely free to join. So check out the info on that. We're reading Invisible Women right now.
Yes. And it's not too late to join. Like Kenz was saying, it's not like something that you have to commit to every month. You're going to go to the meetings. We have our Discord chat. So throughout the month, we can chat about the book if you're not able to go to the meetings or if you don't want to. But it's really just a cool thing because you can literally join from anywhere around the world. And so we're very excited to connect with everyone that's joined during the first meeting this month. And yeah, sign up if you want to read feminist literature with your two favorite hosts.
It's been fun. I've started the book and it's good.
I'm so starting far. It tomorrow. So yes. I'm very excited.
It's good. Well, we'll chat a little bit about our new year because it was really fun.
Yep.
Part of that was because Haley's long distance boyfriend came into town.
Yeah. So we had like we just had a fun little New Year celebration. We had our friends come over and then our boyfriends actually got to like talk.
Yeah, because they haven't really been in the same room even.
Yeah, like they've been in the same room once and they just, it was like a lot going on. It was literally Kendrick night. So like there was just a lot going on. So they actually got to talk and hang out and they exchanged numbers.
I know. Haley texted me later that night and was like, so we never talked about this. I was like, I know.
Yeah. So we're excited about that. But yeah, it was super fun. We just, everyone came over to the apartment. We pre-gamed and we just like hung out. I feel like we haven't seen everyone in a while.
I know. So that was really fun to catch up.
Yeah.
And me, you, and our boyfriends, we went to the Broncos game that day.
Yeah.
And that was my first Broncos game.
Same. So that was my first NFL game ever.
Yeah. Yeah. It was super fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was fun. And I was talking to Kendrick today and I was like, the Broncos game was so fun. And he was like, that was a terrible game to watch. And I was like, I thought it was fun.
Yeah. I'm like, it's literally for the vibes. Any live sporting event, I'm truly there for the social atmosphere.
Yeah. It was fun though. So yeah, that was fun.
We also had a little like mountain cabin weekend getaway with a couple of our friends earlier in December.
Yeah.
And that was so fun. We crafted, we did puzzles, we watched movies. The main thing we did was our vision boards.
Yeah.
And that was so fun.
Yeah, that was really fun. We posted about it on Instagram. We tried to keep everyone updated while we were on our little hiatus. But yeah, it was super fun. So we did our vision boards. We hope that you guys did them too. If you did your vision board, and if you haven't yet, not too late, but post it on your story and tag us.
Yeah, we love to see them.
Yeah.
Mine is hanging right up above my desk,
mm-hmm.
like the main place that I sit all the time. And so I just look up and it's right there. And it feels so much better than last year's because I feel like last year I was kind of delusional in the things that I put. But this year I was like, you know what? My life is already like pretty good.
Yeah.
So this would all just enhance it, or like things that I want to incorporate and be better at.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Mine is hanging up above my TV over there because the studio is my bedroom. yeah. It's hanging up over there. And so I see it all the time. And I also love it. I wish I would have made it a full-size poster board, though, like I did last year.
I know.
Year.
We were all stressing.
Yeah.
We underestimated how many pictures we had.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's honestly like an art piece for the year.
Oh, you know, is, yeah.
And I hung up my old one on the door.
I was noticing that. I was like, that's kind of cute.
Well, because I was like, maybe I should take it down so that, like, the last year energy doesn't, like, stay. But also, I took it down, and I was like, these pictures were expensive. So I just kept it, but I'll probably end up throwing it away.
When we moved apartment units,
mm-hmm.
all my pictures started falling off, I just threw it away. And I was like, I'm already done with this year, apparently.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why.
Maybe.
I'm feeling so much better. I'm honestly, like, I set myself up for this year really well. So I've been feeling really great.
And, like, moving before the new year.
That yeah, was nice. I think I told everyone.
Yeah, you did.
But I did move back in with mom and dad, so everything's been less stressful.
Yeah. And your finances, you posted and tagged The Witch of Wall Street.
Yes, my money date.
How have your money dates been going?
I've been obsessed with the money dates. Like, I scheduled it in my calendar. So every week
I
sit down with myself. And I wanted to post about that because I really enjoyed that episode with Laura, Witch of Wall Street. And I linked it in her stories. If you want that episode again, just go back. It was like in the summer of 2023.
Yes.
But that was a really great episode.
Yeah. I need to get back to doing my money dates. I was really good at it you for were a few really weeks. Good. But I feel like my finances, like,
it's balanced out.
Yeah, it's balanced. So I'm like, I kind of already set up like the budgeting and all of that. And I know what to do when I get paid. I just, you know, distribute my funds like a little robot.
I love it. I love it though.
Yeah. So, yeah, I love that.
I love distributing my paycheck.
I know, until like you distribute it and then like at the end you're like, oh, there's zero.
I like budget girl bossed a little too hard.
Yeah. Like, I got bored one day and it was like, my Christmas paycheck. And I was just like, I got into over my head and I was like, I'm going to put extra money towards both of my credit cards this month. And I'm going to put money in my Acorns twice this paycheck. And then all of a sudden it was like, I have no money. And I was like,
hey. You're like, I guess I went to a good place.
I know. I'm like, I was responsible, I guess.
That.
Yeah. So.
But then you can't spend it on random stuff.
I know. Yeah. So it's like, it's nice. It's a good thing.
Yeah. Like a little robot.
Yeah.
Obsessed with that.
So let's see. Oh, I have a big update.
Okay.
now
that we don't live with each other, it could be anything.
Yeah,
because we don't talk like we used to. We still do. We talk every day multiple times. But
this is also an update. I've had these for a minute now, I think a month and a half, but I haven't talked about it on the podcast. I got new teeth.
Elaborate.
I got, honestly, like, I keep catching my smile in the camera and I'm like, dang, this is white. but I'm trying out a new treatment for TMJ, which is one of my little chronic illnesses. And so it's kind of doing like what braces would do. So I kind of feel like I just have braces again. But it's basically like moving, it's like an orthotic device that is moving, positioning my jaw and my teeth to like remove the pressure off of my TMJ nerve or whatever. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so yeah, I have these and I have like a month and a half left of wearing them 24/7. And then after that, I'll wear them as a night guard and then I have to do Invisalign. So it's kind of a long journey, but I think it's helping already. It is kind of hard to tell because like it's like moving my jaw. And so I feel like my headaches are getting worse.
And relatively, it hasn't been that long.
Yeah, it hasn't been that long. So I'm like, I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, that's a big update for me. I'm like trying new treatment.
Yeah. Well, because you had told me even after a couple days that you could feel that it was like shifting.
Yeah.
And helping.
Yeah.
So hopefully after the 3-month period, your teeth are mostly shifted, right?
I think so. I mean, like when I floss, at night, there's like gaps in between like my back teeth.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. So like, it's kind of like, I'm like, oh, like I literally had braces for this.
Yeah.
But also I think it's going to help long term. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Yeah, that is a big update.
Yeah, it's a really big update.
I haven't talked to you guys in a long time.
I know. So yeah, that's like probably the biggest thing for me.
We're going to take a quick break to talk about our sponsor, BetterHelp.
It's 2023 and it's time to really prioritize our mental health this year. No matter where you are in life, everyone can benefit from therapy. Whether you need to work through trauma or just need a safe person to talk to, BetterHelp is here for you.
BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy service. Get matched with a professional licensed therapist in your state who you can trust.
BetterHelp has options to communicate with your therapist via chat, email, or video, and you can message them at any time to get help.
BetterHelp is giving our listeners 10% off if you sign up using the link in our show notes.
If you're struggling with depression, anxiety, relationships, trauma, grief, or just need someone to talk to, try BetterHelp today by clicking the link in our show notes or go to betterhelp.com/RTAFpod to get 10% off today.
Well, those are all of our little updates. I'm sure throughout the month as we record, we'll like randomly think of things that we wanted to tell you guys. But that's kind of what we've been up to during our break.
A nice break, a good reset. I feel like this new year was a true reset.
Yeah.
So it's been nice. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the holidays. And we're going to get into our obsessions. If you are new here and this is your first episode with us, every week we do a segment called Our Obsessions of the Week. And we just talk about a product or a movie or a book or something, anything that we're obsessed with. Mm-hmm. And mine is my Kindle that my boyfriend got me for Christmas. And I'm obsessed with.
I love that.
Obsessed. My screen time has gone down like 60%. I'm not kidding.
Because you're just reading.
Yeah, because I'm just reading. Like, that's what I grab for instead of my phone.
I love that. Yeah. That's so nice.
I know. I'm obsessed with it.
Dang. Okay, I love that. My obsession is my AirPods that my boyfriend got me for Christmas.
Jeez, we're spoiled.
Yeah, we are. But I accidentally washed mine, like, a while ago in the washer, and they broke. So I just haven't had any. And, like, I got these ghetto freaking, like... wire headphones for my iPhone, and I thought they were the Apple brand off Amazon, but I literally plugged them in. One of the earbuds doesn't work, but I plug them into the charging port and it comes up like it's a new Bluetooth device and it says like Beats whatever, and I have to click yes and then it will connect.
That is weird.
Yeah, so I didn't have like headphones, so yeah, he got me AirPods, and that's my obsession.
That's so nice. AirPods are so nice. Mine are so crappy because they're old, but I will hold on to them until they're on their deathbed.
Yeah, I've been, like, using them throughout the day. I'm like, this is nice. I can walk around again. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so, yeah.
All right. Well, we are going to get into our small business highlight, and I'll explain briefly. Every single episode, we do a feminist highlight. But the first episode of each month, we are doing a small business highlight. I fell off the wagon last year because I made that announcement and then didn't stick to it.
It's okay.
I am sticking to it, you guys. And part of that is getting out and exploring Denver more, or like if I travel, going and exploring more local businesses. So today's is actually a queer-owned business in Denver, and it's called Glazed Ceramic Studio. And I wanted to highlight them because I took a beginner intro to pottery class. And it was amazing. I absolutely loved it. So I recommend going and checking them out. I will put their Instagram in the show notes so that you guys can see what they're all about. They're always posting about events that they're having. Specifically, part of their mission is to have like safe spaces for queer people and people of color. So definitely go check them out.
Awesome. Yeah. If first off, we need to go this year because on my vision board is to take a pottery class. And so I need to just get there and experiment on the wheel.
It was so fun. It was hard.
Yeah.
It was difficult.
I bet it is. But I always so wanted fun. To do it. Yeah.
I know.
So we should go. That way I can experience it. But yeah, we will tag them on Instagram. And if you guys want to nominate any small businesses, you can DM us as well. Or put it in our join the discussion in the show notes.
Yes. Everything that we talk about link-wise will be in the show notes.
Yeah.
or that's your Bible.
Yeah, the show notes, or if we talk about the Instagram.
Yes, like there's always a way to trace it.
Yeah, so we are not off the grid by any means.
All right, we're going to get into today's actual topic.
Yes.
And I'm excited about this one.
Me too. And so talking about our vision boards, there's definitely a theme in both of our vision boards, and it's kind of like just overall wellness, being more slow in the moment, and just like having more of the feminine energy. Mm-hmm. So today we're talking about entering our wellness era.
Yes. And I want to add on that, also being more intentional and thinking about, for example, I bought a gua sha a long time ago. It sat in my drawer. And now I brought it back again. And I was like, what is the purpose of me doing this? Mm-hmm. Because I don't just want like another step in my skincare routine. Mm-hmm. Why am I doing this? Right. So putting thought behind it so you actually value it.
I like that.
So we have a few different aspects of like our wellness eras, and it's fitness, skincare, and diet. So first for fitness, I got a Vaza membership because I was like, you know what? I'm paying for this. I will go.
Yeah.
There's one right down the street from my house. I've been going every single day for the most part.
Yay.
And it's been great.
That's good.
Yeah. So that's going to be a big thing for me to be able to have a space and like a session, you know, like it's something that I can build into my schedule.
Yeah. Like after work, yes, or like, you know, whenever. I love that.
Yes. What's one of yours?
My fitness goal is to be more deliberate about taking my walks, because I found that last year I fell into a cycle of like my health deteriorated and I just like do it going up to the gym and like lifting weights or something, like that's not going to happen for me. And so then I just got in my head and I was like, well, now I feel ashamed of myself and I feel bad and like I should be doing this. And so what I'm doing this year is just simplifying it and trying to just do a 15-minute walk every day. And if I'm not feeling great, then I'm not going to make myself feel bad about it. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to try and like at least sit outside or try and walk even just around the block. And then once I start feeling better, then I want to incorporate some weightlifting.
I love that.
But yeah.
Any movement is better than nothing.
Yeah.
And you're also remembering like your limits, mm-hmm, and what's going to make you still feel okay. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
Yeah. And I also like thought about too, because I have my yoga mat in here. Like I have plenty of space. And so if I don't feel like, because sometimes like it is really just hard to go outside. So if I don't feel great, then I'm going to just try and get my yoga mat out so that it's like doing something, mm-hmm, and doing stretching or just like some light, like
a basic yoga flow.
Yeah. Like something like that. So I'm just trying to like simplify it and just be active.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Part of the fitness, I think for both of us, is like you're saying, simplify it. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes it's better to just have a simple routine and stick with it.
Yeah.
And then you're still feeling good.
Right. Like sometimes you go to Vasa and you take a class. Other times you go and walk on the treadmill and read from your Kindle.
Yeah.
Like it just matters. It's like you did it.
Exactly. I am trying to have like more structure with it, but also listening to my body. Mm-hmm. So it's really important. Another thing piggybacking off of that is finding other ways to be active instead of like, okay, I need to go to the gym. Mm-hmm. I put pickleball on my vision board.
Hey, we have those. We do. Unopened rackets.
We're actually going to use it this year.
Yes, we are.
But like that, mm-hmm, or the walking, I would love to, when it's warmer, take a hike once a month. Mm. That even feels ambitious. I know. I'm like,
whoa.
But one hike in the summer.
Yeah.
So things like that, where, mm-hmm, you don't necessarily need a gym because it's expensive. It can add up.
Yeah.
And time-wise, too.
Yeah, and, like, it might feel overwhelming because, like, also the gym anxiety is very real, and especially if you don't know what you're doing in a gym and you're just trying to get started, like, it can be intimidating and it's a lot.
Literally, I have not ventured into the free weights section until my boyfriend comes with me, or somebody, because I'm like, I'm not perusing by myself first. I have too much anxiety for that.
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
I think a lot of girls especially can relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll get there. I'll get there.
Yeah. So, like, just work up to it. Like, working up to it and doing what feels right. And again, I like how you said you're trying to be more structured about it. But I think what we're both getting at is you don't always have to be so structured about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Also, just listening to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We have, like, very different fitness goals or routines that we want to implement, but they work for us individually.
Yeah. So, yeah. And just not shaming myself if I don't go.
I know. The mental is important.
Yeah, too. The mental is important. Because then you're just going to make yourself feel worse. Like, if you're too busy that day or you don't feel great, like, obviously you need to try and, like, stick to your goal. But if you're not feeling it.
Yeah. No, I'm also very, like, I'm not going to get down on myself.
Right. No, I totally agree. I love that.
Yeah.
So the next kind of category that we wanted to do our little goal setting in is skincare. So what is your skincare goal or focus for this year?
I don't have a specific focus.
Okay.
I want to incorporate a couple products, like a retinol.
Mm.
Gua shaing is, like, my main focus. I want to look snatched. Because I feel like I have my base routine down. You know that feeling?
Yeah.
And it feels balanced and it's working for me.
Yeah.
But I want to gua sha.
I like that. Yeah. I've been doing, like, my facial drainage massages that my chiropractor told me to do. But I find that actually works better for me than my gua sha.
Okay.
Like, using my fingers.
But is that, like, facial yoga? I've heard on, like, other people talk about facial yoga, and it looks like they're doing the draining. Like, what
really?
You're doing.
It might be. I don't know. I would have to, like, see a video because it could be different. But, yeah, it's, like, it works really well. And, like, you can literally feel the bubbles, like, going That's down. So and you, like, push them down to here. And, like, I'm just, like,
it's so satisfying.
Yeah, it's satisfying. But I love that because, like, just draining all of that out is so good for you.
Yes, absolutely.
My goal this year is to find something that will help with my redness because I've experimented with, like, 3 different redness products and none of them have worked.
Mm-hmm.
And my skin is, like, super sensitive. And when I'm introducing new products, like, it burns, even if, like, it works for me, it will, like, burn at first or, like, I'll purge or I don't know. It's just, like, a mess. So I'm trying to figure out a redness product that will actually work. I've tried Inkeyless, which I know that's, like, not super high quality, but I've tried that. I've tried Dr. Jart and I've tried one other thing and it just doesn't work. But, like, most
I
of the
love
time,
Dr. Jart.
Yeah, it didn't work for me. And most of the time I don't wear makeup anymore. And so, like, my natural undertone is, like, very red. So I want to figure out something.
So does mine. And it's hard because, like, you don't want to go to another doctor.
Yeah.
But I've literally wanted to just go to a dermatologist and be like, this is the only reason I'm here. I need product recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what my current routine is.
Yeah.
But it's hard. Like, skincare can get really expensive. And so that's why this year, like, last year, I was very much like, I want to try all these products,
mm-hmm.
and that paid off a little bit, but I just need to stick with the routine.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. I have everything else set, and it's not that much, but, like, it works for me, but I need to find a redness thing. So if someone knows something out
there.
Yeah,
if anyone has Rex.
Yeah,
please.
Please
share.
Please.
This isn't skincare, but I really want to work on my hair journey.
Oh,
and
I
go
love.
On that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like my hair gets frizzy and it's, like, dead.
This doesn't look dead.
I know, but this is me.
Yeah.
Talking to myself.
Yeah.
But I just want, like, the sleek, shiny, glossy hair that I see on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And I really want to try rosemary water.
Oh.
That's going to be my first step.
Nice.
But, yeah, just, like, focusing a little more on, like, my hair, some maintenance, you know, like nails and
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, I love that. I really want to be able to get my nails done again. Because I every time press-ons. No, because like
I love the press-ons.
It still damages your nails. I know. And it doesn't even stay on.
Depends.
At least for me. But I don't know. I'm like, I keep seeing all these memories and my nails are done. And I'm like, they look so beautiful. I love
that era for us until it got too much.
And like, I'm seeing memories from like 3 years ago and I'm like, I have my hand tattooed now. Like, please. Someone sponsor.
I'm just a girl.
No, literally. But yeah, that's a good one. I talked about my hair journey a lot last year. But, like, that increased my confidence so much when I, like, focused on
it. Your curls look so good.
Thank you. So, yeah, I would, like, completely, like, cheer you on, I guess, journey.
Support me.
Yeah, support. Yeah. Like, why can't I think that word? Because, yeah, like, I think, like, when you really love your hair, like, your hair holds a lot about you.
I know, and I hate my hair sometimes.
Yeah, so, like, just figuring out the products that work for you.
Yeah.
I think is a good thing.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look bad, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The last aspect that we both have different little goals in is diet and what we eat and what we put into our bodies. This is never something for me that is a big focus, but it goes hand in hand with my fitness goals. Of I want to consume more protein and focus more on that, which I was doing really good at, like over the summer, kind of dropped off.
When you're very intentional about it, like,
yes, yep,
you, yeah, you are.
Yeah, you're like, geez, 10 grams of protein in this? Okay, I'll eat anything for that.
No, literally.
So eating more protein and more fiber and less soda. Soda, if I get into the trap of drinking soda constantly, it's hard for me to get out of it.
It's easy.
It's very easy. So that's like my advice. I need to cut that. Not cut it. I don't want to cut it. Mm-hmm. I need to be more intentional about it.
I don't want to cut it.
I can't cut it.
No, I get what you're saying though. I feel like for me, like not being able to drink caffeine, like kind of just eliminated soda for me. But if I,
that was like a cold turkey.
No,
immediate.
I'm like for years, I've just been craving a freaking Coke.
I love Coke.
But like, that was kind of forced upon me. But, like, when I do have soda, I'll have a Sprite.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's Sprite in the vending machine in the building. But, like, I have to go down and get it. Like, and so it's a big deal and I just don't drink it. And even if I do just, like, drink a Sprite, it's, like, occasional. And lately I've just been, like, really putting a lot of ice in my Stanley and just drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm in that phase, and that's good.
That's good.
But it's very easy to get out of that phase and latch on to something else. So.
Any drinkity drink.
Yeah, like juice, my decaf chai.
If you're new here, we love our drinkity drinks.
We love our drinkity drinks, yeah. So that's a good goal.
Yes. What are your food eating goals, if any?
I have a bombshell. And I wanted to surprise you.
Oh, this. Okay.
So I can't even say it. My like food goal this year is I've already started experimenting a little bit with pescatarianism, but I think I just have to start eating meat.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's a bombshell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you explain a little bit? You also did eat some fish over the holidays.
Yeah. So I.
And we never debriefed that.
Yeah. Before the holiday, or like.
It was like around Christmas.
Yeah. Around Christmas, I was like, I know I'm not getting enough protein. Like, it's increasing my symptoms. So I was like, I would be open to like trying fish. So I had salmon on two different occasions and it was good. I like salmon. So I'm going to experiment more with that, with like the seafood aspect. It's just like, oh, I also had some of the lobster tail.
Yes.
That you made. The lobster tail, I think it was because it was like in the tail. Yeah. I was just like, I can't separate that.
Yeah.
But I did have a few bites. And it was good. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just really freaked out about my health.
But why do you need to start eating red meat?
Well, I'm not saying necessarily red meat. I'm thinking like, yeah, just like I need to open up my options because I'm not healthy. And I know that my diet is impacting that, not being able to get enough protein. And I can't keep relying on protein drinks. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I don't know. There's like,
there's a lot with it.
There's a lot with it. And like, I'm doing like some medical testing right now. So I don't want to like get into it. But that's like a big aspect of it. I'm kind of just really worried about my health.
I feel like you could just start with being pescatarian.
Yeah, I'm going to start with that. But I'm also just, I decided last night, like, I was like thinking in my mind, okay, what is the reason why I don't eat meat? And it was my health and only having one kidney. But now I think that that's actually harming my kidney because I'm not getting any protein, and the artificial protein I think is damaging it. And so, yeah, I was like, I need to just in my head prepare myself, like open myself up to the idea of not having not being vegetarian and that not being part of my identity anymore. Because it is like, it's a big part of my identity
since you were 8.
Yeah. And so now I'm like, okay, like separating that from myself and opening myself up to the idea that like, I'm going to eat meat, even if that's just seafood.
You're putting yourself first.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm just trying to like associate that with positive things in my mind because it's scary. Like I haven't eaten.
I know.
Like I've eaten fish occasionally since I was 8. But I haven't had any meat since I was literally 8 years old. So, you know, who knows? I might be doing that this year. I might just be doing fish. But either way, that's a big diet change for me this year to try and get more protein.
That's huge.
Yeah.
But I do agree. I think you need actual protein.
Yeah.
Because the protein drinks, yes, they give you some. But it's not the same.
Yeah.
If you want to feel supported in that, I will go pescatarian with you. Because we've talked about this so many times. I'm always like, should I be pescatarian? I don't love chicken. I don't love pork.
I know you don't even
love
like
a steak, but
you don't even like meat except for like a steak.
I don't really like meat.
Or like a burger.
Yeah.
Like that's it. Okay. Maybe. So you don't have to stick to that, but like,
let me know.
I'll just in my mind think you're going pescatarian. But yeah, like that's like really scary for some reason.
It's a lot. No, I get it. Cause do you like the taste of fish?
No, that's the thing. But I'm like,
let me tell you, Trader Joe's.
So
salmon, it's seasoned. Okay.
So that was the thing. When Kendrick was here, he made me salmon because I know I like salmon.
Salmon is good.
And we got just like 2 pieces from Trader Joe's. And so I decided, I was like, I'm going to just start by eating salmon from Trader Joe's because it is already seasoned. I just put it in the pan, put a lid on it. That's it. Like, it's good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, I was like, okay, the Trader Joe's, like, meat options, like, they, like, cut it for you and, like, prepare it kind of.
Seasoned. So. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to do that for sure.
I think there are some that don't have the skin on it, too.
Okay.
Which always grosses me out.
Well, I ate it with the skin and it was fine. I did not eat the skin. But I just, like, took it off.
Okay.
The skin.
I was like, wow.
You're like, no, Kendrick was like, don't eat the skin. I was like, okay, good to know.
What?
It's like, I don't know.
It just grosses me out because you can feel the scales when you're like cutting the skin off. And I hate that.
Oh, he just cooked it with the skin on. He put the skin
down. Yeah, but the skin is gross for me. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I get that. Yeah. I get that. It's like kind of like when the lobster tail was in the tail.
Yeah.
Like you can't separate it.
Guys,
like,
we made a really nice dinner for our parents' anniversary.
We did. We slayed.
Yeah. Haley made such a good steak, which was hilarious because you don't eat meat, but it tasted so good and it was perfectly cooked. And I attempted to make lobster tail.
No.
The flavor was great, but the way I prepared it, like I couldn't butterfly it correctly. It was very difficult to say the least.
I don't think you would say you attempted. I thought you did good.
Thank you.
It was good. It tasted good. Thank
you. It tasted really good.
Yeah.
But I understand what you're saying because even I can finish the whole thing.
Yeah, it was just like, I was like, oh, this is a living sea creature and we ended its life. But no, I know it's natural and everything. So yeah, I'm just trying to get over that. But yeah, that's my
goal. Yeah, okay, well, keep us updated.
I will.
Guys, if anyone else is pescatarian or is looking into like a diet change, whether you're like trying veganism or stopping veganism or like any of the, you know, main diets or anything,
yeah,
reach out, start a support group or something.
Yeah, because, like, it is scary. And also, no toxic dieting.
No toxic, yeah. We've done a couple episodes about that, but we do not believe in that. Yeah. So.
But, yeah, like, if anyone else has been vegetarian since they were 8 years old and is now exploring not having that, please DM me. Yeah, so that's kind of our updates while we were on break and our wellness goals for 2024.
Yes, we didn't want to do a whole 2024 goal episode, but wellness is a big thing for both of us heading into this year. So share your goals with us. We have a link to a Google form where you can, it's called Join the Discussion, but you can submit thoughts on this episode, things you want to share, episode ideas, anything, truly.
Yeah.
There's an option to be anonymous as well. So check out everything in our show notes. Go follow us on socials. Check out Book Club. We're super excited for this year, you guys.
Yes. Happy 2024. If you're a new listener, we're happy you're here. If you have been with us for a while, we're glad that you're back. And we are going to just slay 2024 all together.
Can't wait.
Bye, everyone.